Welcome to the Crypto Gamer Podcast, your source for finding fun and profits in crypto games. I'm your slightly knowledgeable host, Nate, and this is episode 14. And today we are going to be talking about Crazy Defense Heroes, which is a tower defense game that is played on mobile devices. And with some interesting news that just came from the developers, they are going to be having an airdrop for players that gather enough experience in this game. I will also be discussing the future tower defense game that Animoca Brands is planning for PC, which will be a true blockchain play-to-earn game. Now let's go into a little bit of the history of this game. Crazy Defense Heroes has been around since 2019, although Animoca acquired that developer back in 2016. And Animoca is a huge player in the blockchain space. They've had partnerships with a lot of big people like Lucid Sight, Dapper Labs, which is ginormous, Wax, Harmony, and Decentraland. And they have also self-published Sandbox, which has been having land sales that are going for crazy amounts of money. So these guys have an awesome track record, and let's see what they are going to be doing with Crazy Defense Heroes and the token associated with it. So the main token that they created for this game is called Tower, which makes a lot of sense, and it's an ERC-20 utility token for the whole Crazy Kings ecosystem, which includes Defense Heroes, Crazy Kings, and this upcoming PC blockchain game. So the tower defense game, Crazy Defense Heroes, will have a play-to-earn challenge for 1 million tower tokens split between all players that earn 275,000 experience points. So during this month and next month, if you earn more than that, you will qualify for the token drop and it will be split among all people. So these play-to-earn pools will be active in September and October. And with these two new pools, the bar for the rewards has been set higher than in previous months, and actually so have the rewards. So in August, players needed to only earn 250,000 XP, and with it came a reward pool of 750,000 tower tokens. And when they announced those rewards, the token was only going for about 1.5 cents. And since then, it has risen to over 5 cents in valuation. So this means that the reward pool for September and October was more than $55,000 per month. Players that made it over that threshold earned about 2,800 tokens. I know this because I qualified and people in my clan also confirmed it. And that ends up translating to about $140 when the token was at about 5.5 cents. So with the experience threshold being raised even more and the amount of tokens being airdropped also being raised, you could earn quite a bit more than this, but we'll see how many people end up qualifying for this airdrop. In order to make sure that you get your tokens, you need to make sure that you download a MetaMask wallet if you don't already have one. You go to crazydefenseheroes.com, click on Connect, and you log into your Crazy Defense Heroes account on the website, and then you link your wallet to your user ID on the website. So very similar to how you would do it with any other browser-based game. After that, the developers will be able to keep track of how much experience you earn and then airdrop you the coins when they are ready to do so. With that, let's get into how do we play this game and possibly earn crypto in the future. So like any other tower defense game, you build towers to stop hordes of enemies that keep coming and coming in waves. And in this game, you complete levels and quests, and by doing so, you earn more resources, which then can be used to upgrade your towers. Some towers work better or worse against specific enemies, depending who they are. And as you level them up, it gets harder and harder to level them up because they require more resources. And there are several different ways that you can defeat enemies. So towers, obviously. You also get magic cards and also hero cards. So these three ways are the main ways that you defeat the enemies. Now, each time you play a level, it will cost you some energy, which you have a set amount of energy pretty much every day. And after you play, it'll slowly replenish. So unfortunately, you can't keep playing this game to your heart's content, but you can play it at least like 15 times a day, even more sometimes, depending on how difficult the levels are. So when you play a level, you earn about 800 to 1300 XP for each level, So you will need to play quite a bit to reach that 275,000 experience bonus. And by doing that, you qualify for the airdrop. So it really does require you to play for pretty much the full month, or at least 20 days, and using up all of your energy. This game also allows you to join clans, in which you can ask other players for resources to move your tower upgrades along faster, and this helps a lot, and also a lot of them will offer you advice. I know I've had trouble with a lot of the levels, and people will tell me exactly what type of tower works best in this situation and how I should lay them out. So the community is really great and very helpful, especially if you're in their clan. Animoca is also really great about having new events come up to spice up the gameplay, whether that's offering new maps to earn special towers, or clan quests, where you team up with your clan and you complete certain missions. If you complete enough missions, you can earn some great new towers, better characters, or better magic spells. In addition to using resources to upgrade your towers, you need to open chests in order to get these different cards, the heroes, the magic spells, or the tower cards. In order to do this, you need to complete levels, and by completing them perfectly or finishing a certain set of levels, you will gain access to more and more chests. You don't need to pay for anything, but if you want to, you can. So while playing this mobile game is great, and playing it airdrops you crypto, the real blockchain game is still to come from Animoca. So Animoca Brands, the main thing that they're trying to do with gaming is to transform their free-to-play titles, which make up a considerable part of their revenue, into blockchain-enabled play-to-earn games. They are doing this by adding play-to-earn mechanics to their games, starting with this Crazy Defense Heroes and Crazy Kings. Like I said, the Tower Token is going to be central to this new ecosystem. The Tower Token will ultimately also be used in this new and upcoming game in the franchise. Token holders will have governance and voting rights on the game's direction. In addition, they also plan on introducing staking. However, there are a ton of details that still need to be revealed about this game, and what governance rights they have, and what the staking is going to look like. Token owners can also use their money to mint new NFTs, which ultimately are in-game cards that can be traded among players. These cards have different powers, values, and rarities. Last but not least, there will also be tournaments with entry fees, in which players can also win tokens. So it seems like Animoca has a really good idea of what they want to do, but they have really released very little information on when this blockchain game is going to come out, or even how far along they are. But the airdrops are happening, and they are giving out the crypto to lots and lots of people. All right, my final verdict. While Crazy Defense Kings mobile game is a ton of fun and I've spent a ton of hours playing it, the real blockchain game on PC has yet to come out. If it's anything similar to the mobile game, it should be really interesting, especially once the play-to-earn mechanics are added. I would definitely recommend playing the mobile game, not just for the fun of it, although it is a lot of fun, but also for the free airdrops that are happening this month and in the future. They've been doing it for the past few months, so even past this new airdrop, there may be even more. Also, with how much this token has gone up in the last few months, by getting in before the official game even launches, I feel like there is no time like the present to start getting into this tower defense ecosystem and participating in the airdrop. Okay, that's all for today. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and throw a review my way. You can also follow me on Twitter and on Instagram for when future episodes come out. Details will be in the show notes. Also, feel free to message me on what you're playing or what you want to hear in the future. Thanks, and happy NFT hunting!